Yo, good morning. It's 11:18 a.m. So, I'm getting up now. Last night, I did this show at the Creek in the Cave, which is a great place. I love it there. And they have two cats, much like my home. They have two cats that roam around. So sometimes you'll be on stage and a cat will just kind of show up. And I like that. But there was one comedian on the show last night. A cat came out and then she was like talking about how much she hated cats. That she was allergic. I'll give it, if you're allergic, that's fine. But then to just go on about, oh, the stuff that people say about cats, they're not, they don't care, they don't like people and all this shit. I didn't say nothing to her because I understand this is a bigger problem than that. This is propaganda that's been pushed for years by these dog people, I guess, to make it acceptable for us to live to have their animals piss and shit all over our streets. And I don't even I like dogs, but this I hate cats. Why would you hate a cat? How they don't come across? They have them in the bodegas. You want a bodega dog? I don't think you want a bodega dog roaming around. That's a lot more ominous than a cat. Cat's just chilling, laying on some cereal no one's gonna buy. Well, I guess a dog would be fine too. But because I guess I am at when I think bodega dog, I think of a bigger dog. But I guess you could get a smaller dog. But that. Cat's where it's at for the bodega. A store doesn't need to be caring for a dog. Then they're like, oh, who's gonna walk the dog? I'm the only one here right now. And then you gotta start asking customers, hey, listen, you want this Snapple and Snickers for free? Just walk the dog. And then you think that person's gonna clean up the shit? Probably not. They're just gonna leave it there. So, I don't know. It just always bumps me out when people say bad things about cats. You don't have to like them. You don't have to have one. Nobody's forcing you. I just don't talk trash. No big deal. Why do you think that that's cool? Oh, what a unique character trait to have that you don't like cats. There's a lot of things I don't like. I keep it to myself. There's no, I don't know. I like everything. I was trying to think of it would I was trying to think of something that would be funny not to like, and I couldn't think of anything. So it was I started in on the joke and then I couldn't deliver. That happens sometimes. But you got to go. You got to do it. You got to start hoping the finish will come by the time you finish the starting. And then, hey, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But you gotta take that shot. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, Wayne Gretzky. People love to use that to justify doing dumb shit. I would, but and tell jokes that they can't finish. Jacqueline came home last night, so that was nice. We ate some Chinese food, watched that haunting Netflix show, and now here I am. Let me see what's going on in the news. Julian Assange ordered by Ecuador to curb speech, clean bathroom, look after cat if he wants internet. Well, I mean, curbing the speech. I don't know how I feel about this Julian Assange. He seems to be kind of a fight. It's like I think I don't like him. I think that's what it comes down to. But I understand being like, hey, I don't want to curb my speech, but clean the bathroom and look after the cat. That just seems like a courtesy, since they're letting you stay in their embassy for the past like 4 years, 5 years. So, yeah, clean the bathroom. Is it just his bathroom? Well, I'm not going to read this article. But it sounds like he's a child. Hey, you got to watch what you say. You got to do some cleaning up around here. And you got to take care of that cat, mister, or there's no internet. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen dies of cancer at age 65. Well, rest in peace, Paul Allen. Thanks for Microsoft Office. And I like Microsoft Office. I still use Word. I've used PowerPoint. I don't know what that purple one was. What was it? that one I never figured out. I remember when I worked as an accountant, it was on my computer, and I opened it up, and I was like, I don't know what this shit is. But I used PowerPoint and Excel. Oh, I used tons of Excel. So Outlook, I don't like. That was always depressing to me. Because the work email, ugh, terrifying. But the other ones I'm with. So thank you for that if you were in, oh, you had something to do with it, co-founded Microsoft. So your legacy lives on. Let's see. Cherokee Nation issues statement on Senator Elizabeth Warren's DNA test results. Yeah, they didn't dig it. I saw this yesterday. So I don't know why she did that, but if it keeps her, because it was, oh, Elizabeth Warren's running for president. Look, she put out this ad where she confirms that she's, I don't even know why she had to, I get it. Her mom told her she was part Native American. Then you repeat that your whole life because your mom told you. And then, or I don't know which one of her parents told her. I'm assuming it was a parent. That's how I knew what I was. My parents told me, and then I repeat it. I don't need to fucking go further than that, right? And then you do that your whole life. If someone was telling me, you're not fucking Irish, take a DNA test, I'd be like, I don't know, man. I just got told that shit. And maybe I'm not. Who gives a fuck? But so then she just told her to, but I get it, but she's also too old to run for president. So if it keeps her from running for president, you know, let's not have the fucking primaries too crowded. You know what I mean? I mean, they're saying Joe Biden's going to run? Jesus Christ, dude. Let somebody else go. I mean, I like Joe Biden and everything, but there's also a lot of pictures of him touching women in a creepy way. That's not, I mean, he's running against Trump, so maybe that's not a fucking, you know, that's not a big deal, but I don't even know who I want to run. Anybody, I guess. But I'd rather them not be in their 70s. That's just my personal preference. Maybe that's ageist. Let's see. NYPD looks to charge 9 Proud Boys with assault for Manhattan fight. These Proud Boys getting a lot of press. They're silly. And they suck. I fucking, whatever. It was a fight between them and the Antifa, but then it was like a bunch of dudes beating down on one. They think that they're like a tough gang. So I don't know. I just fucking hate them. And that Gavin McInnes is a fucking tool. I don't know. Okay, one more story, then we'll get out of here. No, that's no good. Suspect in Florida sexting says he only came to meeting place because he believed it was an undercover sting and thought it would be cool to see in action. Well, it's hard to find. Did they let him go? I'd say you let him go on that one. If he had, I'd say, how long did it take him to come up with that? If he had that as soon as the cops said, you're under arrest, I'm guessing this is like a catch a predator situation. And you know, he probably was chatting online with somebody who said that they were a kid. I still think that that's kind of like a weird gray area of like, I wasn't talking to a kid. I was talking to an adult saying they were a kid. But I guess it's legal. But it's like you show up to the McDonald's, I guess, to pick up the child. It's very odd. I don't understand. And then, but if as soon as the cops are like, you know, you've been to catch a predator, you're under arrest. And he's like, oh, cool. I always wanted to see this happen. If he said that right away, maybe he had that in his back pocket. He's like, listen, either it's who I was talking to online. Either it's this underage kid that I'm wooing or grooming or whatever these fucking people do, and or it's a cop, and I'll just say, oh yeah, I knew, and they'll let me go. Oh well, I hope that guy doesn't get let off on that. I hope he didn't fool the cops. I'm sure they did. All right, go to jail, mister. See you fucks tomorrow. We love you.